We are talking about sharing our testimony because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto death. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We've discovered that the testimony of Jesus, it will create an atmosphere of signs and wonders in our lives. I have been to healing services, and they will begin the healing service with testimony of what God has done before. I'll never forget the year I just had people come up that had testimonies of what God had done. And faith started to arise. We had a woman that was crippled that was able to walk. And not only walk, but she began to dance before the Lord. She came in with a walker, and she was free, pain-free, healed in her body because the testimonies of what God had done had been released. Now, we know we have the Word of God, but so many times people say, well, that happened 2,000 years ago. Jesus healed people 2,000 years ago. Well, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And if he did it before, he'll do it again. But we need to release those testimonies. Sometimes I love just to sit with an elderly person and hear of the great things God did. Now, we're not looking backward. We're looking forward. But we have the testimonies to build on. He did it before. He'll do it again. We talked about this week about how John the Baptist was discouraged. He was in prison. And he asked Jesus, through his followers, to go to Jesus and say, are you the one, or shall we look for another? John was there when the voice came out of heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. John was there when the Holy Spirit descended on John in the form of a dove. John was there when he even prophesied himself, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But it took the testimony that the deaf hear, the blind see. You know, demons are subject to Jesus. The dead is raised. The poor have the gospel preached to them. When he heard that, all he needed was a testimony. He didn't need Jesus to say, yes, I'm one. Don't get discouraged, bro. You know, all is well. No, he needed a testimony. There are people today that are hopeless, that are helpless. They see no way out of their situation. And they're looking for someone that will share a testimony. You know, when you go through things, it's easier. If you're going through the death of a loved one, if you've lost your spouse, somebody that's never lost a spouse doesn't know what you're going through. But if they have a testimony of how God brought them through that period of time and how that they were healed of their grief, that strengthens you. If you've gone through a miscarriage and somebody who has a house full of kids who never had problems giving birth and never had a miscarriage, they don't bring much comfort to you, even though they will give you the word of God and the love of God. But if you meet up with someone that has lost a child, knows what you're going through, and God brought them through, and God blessed them, you have something that you can build hope on. Someone's looking for your testimony. Release it today of what God has done for you. There's an old song we used to sing, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. We need to look at what the Lord has done. Today is offering day here at He's Alive Radio. We're coming to the time that most of us are seeing summer is over, and we're looking to a new season. He's Alive Radio is looking to a new season as well. And we need covenant partners at every station. We need you to pray for us and stand with us. Today is our offering day, and I'm asking you to pray and consider becoming a covenant partner. Would you write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at he'salive.net. You be blessed. You're loved, so loved in the Lord. Bye-bye for now.